Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think it starts going back to kind of what Jeff was talking about. I think we got to hit people harder. Let's start knocking the ball loose. You know, guys are going for the football. I think fundamentally we're being intentional about tacking the ball, getting our hands up and throwing lanes, and we can't lose sight of that. So it goes back to saying, I think our process has been real good. Can it get better? Yes. So we continue to chase those details on the practice field, in the meeting room on game day. But hey, sometimes you can do things the right way and approach things the right way, and it doesn't go your way immediately. So are we going to sit and soak and stop doing the things the right way just because, hey, in the first four games it hasn't turned out the way we wanted to? No. We're going to keep on doing it, keep on finding ways to get better, and when that well breaks, it's going to break. So you can't just say, oh, I'm not getting tip passes or I'm not getting interceptions because I'm getting my hands in the window and the ball's missing my finger by this amount or not, and I'm just going to stop putting my hands up. Nah, so I'm going to keep doing it, and, hey, one of those balls is going to tip our way, and we'll be off and running.
That's Zach Gore saying words.
Our process is real good. Yeah. How can your process be real good if this is the continual results?
Yeah. Ravens back on the practice field today. C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Alohi Gilman both on the practice field for the Ravens. Kyle Hamilton back on the practice field. So was Ronnie Stanley. Ravens still missing Roquan Smith, Chidobe Awuzie, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Ricard, Marlon Humphrey. So with all that, this secondary, who do you trust at the moment?
Well, I don't trust Zach Orr, for starters.
Yeah.
I just think we got to be, you know, a little more intentional about what we say because people know what they're watching. And what they're watching can't be the result of great preparation. It's certainly not the result, I guess, of great drafting or great player acquisition or great roster building. But I don't think you can talk like the way Zach Orr did there, sort of making this sound like a temporary or recent problem. We've been talking about lack of playmakers on defense forever. Even when this defense righted itself last year, it was more just getting fundamentally sound, making people learn it, keeping it in front of you. It wasn't a big play defense. And at this point, we'd all gladly sign up for just don't look horrific. Like, that's how far the bar has fallen. But no, I don't feel particularly great about anybody in the secondary. I think Wiggins has played the best of the bunch,
yeah.
But Wiggins comes at a size disadvantage. Wiggins comes with some inherent injury risk playing tackle football. And playing tackle football now on a team that, guess what, is getting run on, and it's getting run on rampantly. Why? Because you can run and throw on them. So when you get that big lead, what do? You start running on them. And that means your corners are showing up not downfield making plays on the ball like you acquired them for. They're showing up in run support. And then you get short on corners, so guys have to play more even in situations where you'd like to get them off the field. So, yeah, I've liked Wiggins. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's playing at a Pro Bowl level or anything like that. Like, he's been fine. He's been good. But I also think he's vulnerable given the way you can attack them now. Marlon's having a horrible season.
Yep.
Kyle Hamilton has been along for the ride, kind of a passenger.
Still, when he's healthy, fine. Still busting like screens. He's good.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he's good.
He's not making a difference.
Huh.
Dude, you're allowed to turn people over. You're allowed to tip balls to yourself or other people. Like, I watch a lot of football.
Yeah, so do I.
Them and the Jets are really the only team in the league that can't turn anybody over. That's not the company you want to be in.
And the Jets, at least, they blocked a field goal a couple weeks ago. They have gotten their hands on balls. The Ravens have not.
You know, they do blitz you occasionally. Like, you're allowed to get home. Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you anybody's distinguishing themselves back there. I've liked Owusie, but now he's like, I looked at that. That looks, you know, that has the makings of a decent signing, but now you really, really need him. And he's not, you know, not available last week, maybe not available this week.
And that's another guy that's had injury history.
That's why you got him at the price point. You got him when you got him like that. And then Jair Alexander's been a complete and utter failure. Whatever less than an F is, that's what that signing's been.
Harbs loved him.
Yeah. He didn't want to play him. That's for damn sure. I mean, Malachi Starks looks every bit a green, raw rookie being asked to assume what now has become almost a leadership position on a horrible defense. That's not going to bring out the best in anybody. They didn't replace Ardarius. I mean, I don't feel good about anybody back there.
Well, and we did this exercise a ton during the Orioles season, talking about the young guys, but looking in the secondary, the only guy that's been better year over year is Nate Wiggins.
Yeah.
That's what you mentioned. And not all of these players are in the Ravens secondary, but six different Ravens defenders have allowed at least 100 yards and a touchdown in coverage this season. That's the most in the NFL.
That's crazy.
And you focus in on Marlon Humphrey and Jair Alexander, two former All-Pros. Mm-hmm. Marlon coming off the best season of his career last year. Marlon Humphrey and Jair Alexander have combined to allow 20 catches on 24 targets for 332 yards and two touchdowns. They have one pass defensed between the two of them. And that's a huge reason why Marlon was the only guy that forced turnovers last year and had six interceptions. The Ravens only have two turnovers as a team through five games. It's the lowest in franchise history. And outside of Wiggins, how can you feel good about any of these guys? But with the additions of the two safeties yesterday, that's clearly an indication that with Kyle Hamilton back on the practice field today, assuming he does play on Sunday, he's going to be in the box a heck of a lot more often moving forward.
That's what that tells me.
It could tell you that. It also could tell you that the days of Malachi Starks playing 100% of the snaps come hell or high water are over.
Sure.
But they brought in two safeties.
But that's what I was going to say. I think
doesn't mean that they're going to love both of them in every situation. And it doesn't mean that Kyle Hamilton's still not going to be. Against this team, I would not assume that Kyle Hamilton's a heat-seeking missile. I might more assume that Kyle Hamilton's back there because two are going to be deep all the time. You want these guys running on you. Let's invite them to run. Let's play two deep. Let's play three deep. I don't care. Make them earn it running at our bad defensive tackles rather than picking on these new guys who just got here, although they'll get picked on.
If the question is who do I trust, and it is a bit of a sliding scale, I trust Wiggins. I trust Kyle Hamilton, and I trusted Owusie before he got hurt. But like, to your point, none of these guys are making game changing plays. They've just played decent football up until now. Unfortunately, the rest of the roster has played, to quote Cam Ward, ass football. So that's where they are. I do, though, like Bone, that was my first instinct when they bring in two safeties that they're going to try to activate Kyle Hamilton because they need to make plays, and they know that when he's down there, he makes plays.
I said this last week, and obviously the number still stands because Hamilton didn't play on Sunday. He's playing more percentage at safety this year than weeks 11 through 18 when he got pushed back, you know, play deep safety and then stabilize the defense. He's playing more deep safety this year than that.
That's crazy. Yeah. We have a massive Hump Day Wednesday show, very busy guest-wise. At 3 o'clock, we'll talk Ravens, maybe some NFL, with the director of media strategy for PFF, Gordon McGinnis. At 3:30, our best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VEASAN. At 4:30, man, there's no shortage of news in the AFC North.
Jeez.
Our friend Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS joins us at 4:30, and then we'll talk Orioles and maybe some baseball playoffs with Ryan Ripken, part of our BBT coverage, at 5.
Yeah, obviously a lot to get to. Football heavy show because that's just where we are.
Yep.
And because the Orioles either are doing a world-class job of keeping a whole lot of stuff under wraps,
real
or they're
geez.
Doing nothing, and they will eventually announce that we're not hiring a GM and we're bringing back Manzolino and most of his staff. I would bet on the latter.
Real G's, Bone. Real G's act in silence.
Mike Lasagna.
Yes.
What do real F's do?
I don't know what real F's do.
I haven't an idea.
Yeah. Coming up next, though.
Fraud or whatever.
It has not been a good start of the season for Rashad Bateman. Is this season a lost cause? What is going on with Rashad Bateman? Why is this going on? Can it improve? We'll discuss next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I haven't talked to him about it, but that, you know, you got to keep running through that ball, no doubt.
That's John Harbaugh reacting to a question about Rashad Bateman maybe quitting on a route last Sunday, and he did not deny it. Before we get into this, 410-583-1057, you want tickets to see My Chemical Romance. That's coming up August 18th at Nats Park. You get a pair of tickets, 410-583-1057. Call in, get to talk to Beltway Ben, win tickets to see My Chemical Romance. So
if you only need one of those,
you can take...
I'll go.
Yeah, he'll go with Jason.
I'll
and
be
Jason
plus
is,
one.
Jason's a people person. You see, Rashad Bateman, 10 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown.
I ain't
touchdown.
Going to MGK.
No, well, no, but you can
have to pay me a lot of money. That's, and still wouldn't
that, go. Not,
I would take your money, and then I would not show up at the
it's,
concert.
It's My Chemical Romance.
Bateman's, no, that's legit.
Bateman's got 10 more catches than we have, and he's got one touchdown, and we have the incident this past Sunday. Is this possibly, you know, we've talked a while, him and Lamar were on the same page, and last year they were. Can this be fixed?
Not unless they fix their offensive line, and that's not happening. So, no, I think this frustration is understandable. Look, go back 2 weeks ago, and the offense is on top of the world, even before Harbs, before the Kansas City game and Harbs turning on Monk. If you would have asked me to quibble – about that version of the offense. And I really wouldn't, because I'm like, they're scoring 40 on the road. If you made me, I would have said, there really isn't any semblance of a deep ball, and I'm not sure it's going to happen. Now, maybe if a few other things get tweaked, maybe. Like, I wouldn't have ruled it out, but I would have said, well, if you want me to talk about what's not super efficient and what's not humming along, they don't even have the threat of a real, you know, outside the hash mark, deep presence. Bateman's running routes to nowhere. And you look at what's happened since then, and you swap out Lamar for Cooper Rush, and there's still no Ricard, and you swap in No Boom for
fun.
Ronnie Stanley. And look, if they want to play different guards, they can, because their guards stink right now. But I don't have super high hopes that if they really thought these other guys were any good, they'd have been on the field already. So I don't have super high hopes for that. And the center is having his worst season, and he's having it in a contract year. So that's not an easy thing to switch to Flick either. And they can't run the ball on anybody. So no, I think Rashad Bateman sees it for what it is. It's a good thing he re-upped his deal and got some security. And then when Lamar comes back, if they're at 1-7, like, you think Lamar is playing, holding the ball for 5 seconds and running around all over the place to try to hit Bateman downfield? Like, do you think, like, I don't know, man. I don't think
they're 3-5. Yeah,
they
don't
have the ability to pass protect enough for the 7-step drops and selling the deep play action from under center to Bateman, those shots. No, I think this season's going to look like a Bateman season from 3 or 4 years ago.
A big part of what led to his breakout season last year was Lamar and him gaining that chemistry on deep balls. And right now, they're just not even attempting him. There's been three passes that have gone Rashad Bateman's way on balls that went 20-plus yards in the air. Three. And we have five games of evidence right now. And
he's running routes to nowhere.
And obviously, the protection, lack thereof, of the offensive line is a huge concern, because Lamar just doesn't have the time, especially Cooper Rush, doesn't have the time to drop back and hit that. Now, one area that I would like to see some improvement, I think you could get something out of Bateman this year, is in the red zone, because he was so effective in the red zone last year. That's where he scored the bulk of his touchdowns, and that's because of his route running ability. So I think even in this year, which probably will end up being a lost year, I think Bateman can find some joy inside the 20.
And if you're not getting much out of your tight ends, like, let's say Likely is just mentally and physically not in a great spot. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say he's still more hurt than we would know. He's back, but he's not really back. He's playing in a contract-ish year also. Like, if they're, and Andrews, like, you know, I would have traded him after the Buffalo game. I'd seen enough then. Like, do they start putting Bateman in the slot and letting him run more shallow crossers and more slants and just using him as a functionary to keep things sustainable? And maybe he's not even lined up split out wide as much. Maybe they just find ways to roll him into a more of an intermediate offensive attack. I think that's probably the way that if he does get activated, it's going to be. And yeah, does he still just need to be a decoy to at least make you think there's something over the top? Yeah, he does, but I bet he starts showing up in the slot more.
I'll tell you something else, and I'll take it a completely different direction. I was thinking about this morning. I wouldn't be shocked if he's not here after the trade deadline. He's got a reasonable contract. I could see them. I think they've got some locker room stuff going on. I'm not saying
he's
part
of issues. There's no doubt about that.
Spicy take.
It would not shock me if Rashad Bateman's on another football team in the next month.
That's a spicy take. That would definitely
surprise you. Didn't come out. I would have come out the top of the show with that one.
I was saving it.
No, I like that.
Look,
obviously,
interesting.
His age and his contract would be
his contract. Very, even though he got it, it's a very reasonable contract.
But I mean, it cuts both ways.
They got a lot of holes. They got a lot of holes to fill already.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And
And then they give Walker a shot to be that guy.
Yeah, and probably Hopkins gets more snaps. But
What about trading DeAndre Hopkins?
He could, but he looks good.
I mean, I hear you, but trade him to another team that could keep him on a pitch count like this. You know who is showing up downfield? DeAndre Hopkins. He's showing up more than Bateman.
I think he'd probably get more for Bateman than Hopkins.
Oh, absolutely. Just because of the years and him being younger.
He's coming off a monster year, and you can sell him on the fact the offense.
But think of all the holes. Think of all the places they're going to have to spend money next year that they don't want to.
I hear you.
Don't you think that makes Bateman even more valuable here?
I think there's a good shot he's not here in a month.
Good shot, man.
Give us odds.
I love this.
Ben and I are betting people.
I like it.
Are you saying 51% shot to be gone?
I'll say 50-50.
Hey, for what it's worth, and it's been confirmed that they were talking trade with the Cowboys?
Yes.
In the offseason? Bateman confirmed.
Harbs usually protects his players. He literally threw Bateman under the bus.
Harbs usually protects his coaches, too.
Yeah.
It's a whole new Harbs.
He eviscerated.
Well, if they do that, then it should be a full blown.
Derrick Henry, Andrews, Van Noy.
Hopkins. It should be a complete reboot.
Yeah, it could be.
Everything not tied down.
I think there's going to be multiple changes on this roster in the next month.
I would agree.
Well, I believe that. But trading a 26-year-old, their number one outside receiver, making no money after all they've been through with him.
You'd have to get a decent haul. Just because of the years of control and the price point and...
Yeah, he's...
There's a lot of value with that.
I'd trade Linderbaum. I would, if you're doing that, then trade everything.
I think there could be...
Because he's not going to be back, so you might as well start playing one of these guards at center.
Yeah.
Now do it with Cooper Rush.
Play center.
At that point, put Lamar. Hey, Lamar, we wasted another year of your career, but at least we won't get you killed. Like, let me just ride it out with Cooper Rush. Come on down. You're the pinata.
Yeah. Nah, it's yeah.
It's a spicy meatball.
Coming up next, we'll get back to this a little later. Orioles, are we buying what they're selling? They're good bat-wise. Like, they don't need another legit bat in this lineup. We got some necessary roughness.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
next here on The Fan. Orioles offseason begins now, even though the playoffs continue, and some good games last night. Very interesting game at Yankee Stadium. Alas, Orioles, their team leader in home runs, three guys had 17. They weren't good with runners in scoring position as a team. They really didn't hit since July of last year. Yet when you hear from Tony Manzalino and Mike Elias, they're confident that this core, and Jason loves that word, this core is fine and the bats are fine. You think this is a smokescreen, or are they actually buying their own stuff here?
Well, no. What I think it is he is the next manager of the Orioles, and he's in cahoots with the general manager. And I told you that probably about a month ago now. And he knows the answers to the test before the test is taken. And I don't even know how many other people are really taking the test, because they don't want you to have any transparency about who they're talking to or not talking to. And so I think when he's speaking for his puppet master. And so he's telling you, yeah, boss, I'm totally fine with this roster. Don't go out and spend money. Just go do that one or two pitcher thing you've been talking about. And don't worry about anything else, because me and these same feckless coaches who couldn't get anything out of them last year, just give us one really tough spring training with them and we'll whip them all into shape. That's what's going on here. That's the game of three card Monty that's being played on Orioles fans. Do I think it's going to work? Hell no, it's not going to work. I'm the one who told you back in June of 2023 that you've seen the best of it, or was that 2024?
24.
They badly need an everyday outfielder to bat in the middle of this lineup, and all the smart baseball people we talk to agree. And they badly need an everyday DH/first baseman, an everyday guy, not a toggle here, toggle there guy. To give them, to make sure you're getting production out of first base, because I don't think a Mayo Basayo combo platter is anything. Basayo's age 21 season. No, I'm not buying that. Now, if one of them break through and you have to move this other guy or whatever, or move him to the bench, that's a first world problem. I'll sign up for first world problems. I'm sick of the third world crap they throw at us. That's what they should do. That's what any general manager worth a damn would do. They're going to do nothing. They're not getting a Bregman. They're not getting a Schwarber. They'll make another Adam Frazier, Sanchez type move. And it's got to be somebody with center field in his toolkit somewhere. And that'll be it. And they'll go with that platoon at first base that I just talked about. And they'll tell you that they're going to fix all these kids, and they're not. It's just not going to happen. But, I mean, I'm sure we have the clips. Like, the way they talked about this lineup is contrary to the way anyone in this room or anybody smart we bring on this show who follows baseball would talk about their lineup.
Well, here's just the facts on the season long. Fourth most strikeouts. They were 21st in OPS, 24th in on base, 24th in runs scored. And they really fell off a cliff after the trade deadline. August 1st on, they scored the fewest amount of runs in all of baseball. And that was when Jordan Westberg was saying, hey, we're going to put our big boy pants on.
This then is he got hurt a week later.
Exactly. This is our clubhouse now. And all of those guys really, really struggled. And to put so much pressure on all of those young guys a year after you did so and it burned you significantly heading into last season would just be malpractice.
Yeah, here's Tony Manzalino on the lineup.
Well, I think we have to start and recognize that expectations for that group have been astronomical in a lot of ways. And in some ways they set the expectations because a lot of them came out of the gates right away and they came out really well. I think there are some guys here that have struggled in some ways that weren't part of that initial group that set the bar so high. And I do think it made it unrealistic for some of these guys to kind of follow. You know, I talked to Sammy Basayo yesterday, and I told Sammy to go look at Aaron Judge's first 100 bats in the big leagues. And you know whose numbers it matches? Sammy Basayo's. You know, so I think there's a precedent for young players to have kind of tough stretches in the beginning of the parts of their career. Now, to answer your question, what needs to tangibly change? Well, we need to get these guys back to kind of what they were. Some of these guys that did set the bar high for themselves, and how we do that, for me, I think it's just it's getting together, it's being honest, it's getting all the players in terms of staff, analysts, everybody that has a voice. Is soliciting outside opinions, is doing a lot of different things to try to figure out how we get these guys back on track. And I do have a ton of faith in this organization and their capacity to do just that.
Yeah, comparing Sam Bassiah to Aaron Judge, that's not putting too much pressure on the kid.
But think about the moronic nature of that comment. He starts out by saying expectations are too high for these kids. Meanwhile, the expectations are coming from the warehouse. Yeah. And the stuff they're pushing to the media and the way they rallied around all these stupid rankings that don't mean anything. And the way they told you, not us, them, our core is all we need. So they created the problem. He's trying to create a fake boogeyman saying, no, it's outsiders who created that. And we can't fall prey to that. But then he can't resist comparing a 20-year-old to Aaron Judge.
He's going
to
hit 100 off the foul pole.
And
this,
they're running him back.
So here's Mike Elias on the hitting woes.
Yeah, when you have a season that misses the mark by this much, you know, there's a lot of on the list of what went wrong. But, you know, certainly that was amongst the most, I don't know if I want to say surprising, but kind of fundamental that a lot of our core drafted players that have formed the spine of not only this winning team the last few years, but the rebuild leading into it, a lot of them, most of them, were hurt or had down years or stagnating in some form or fashion. And, you know, it's definitely concerning to watch, and concerning to watch it happen to a lot of them simultaneously. I mean, that was a big factor in our record. We have talked a lot with them individually about it. You know, they're all, I think all of us in the org, you know, there's a lot of soul searching and looking in the mirror and individually, what could each of us done better to get a better result for the team? And that definitely applies to those guys. We've talked about it. We're formulating plans, and we're going to do everything that we can to kind of have them bounce back and get back on track. Very, very, very confident that that's going to happen with this group, and it's obviously a huge factor for the team next year. But the talent in those guys and the work ethic and the mindset all points to optimism.
Optimism.
Very, 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 very confident in all of them. If that doesn't chill you to the bone, you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on around here.
Here's the reality, and we've been talking about this for a long time. I don't care how good your farm system is, they all never hit. Like, nope, you never go 100%. So to sit there and say, yeah, these guys were good, there's going to be fails. Is it possible that, say, Adley Rutschman, for example, has a bounce back season? Sure it is. But it's also possible that Jackson Holliday never gets better than what we've seen right now. Like, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but the reality is, and there's 100 years of baseball to prove it, you're never hitting on everybody.
They
so you
know
need to bring
better. They're smarter. They're different. They're the best. And you know why they know they're the best? Because they all got raises and more money for this crap.
They did do that, although they weren't telling us about that right away either.
But they don't want to be held accountable for that.
But it's just, Mike talked about all the introspection that was going to happen a couple days after firing.
That was after he knew he was promoted.
And you have this year in which Jackson Holliday was the only young guy that took a step. And
I mean, he had a 690 something
100%,
OPS.
Like, I said a step. He was better year over year. And it was a situation where, going back to Tony Mancelino, managing expectations. Well, what was Mike Elias saying a little further along this time last year? Well, Grayson Rodriguez, he's going to take the next step, and he's going to be the ace, and that's going to help replace Corbin Burns after he departed. Like, it's madness. It's the definition of insanity.
Coming up next, we'll get to baseball that matters, because the Orioles aren't playing any of that right now. The MLB playoffs continue, and what a comeback from the Yankees last night. Seattle, a game away from advancing to their first ALCS in 2001. It's our Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Ferentz's moment, it is! It's tied! Judge has arrived!
Yeah, I mean, we had a spot in the ALCS in our hands when the series started. You know what I mean? I know it's 6-1 in the third inning, but we still have a spot like that tomorrow. You know what I mean? So these guys will be ready to go. You know, it's really comforting for me to see them do that all year. I know they're going to do it again tomorrow, and you have to kind of take out the outside noise that comes with playing here and all that kind of stuff. So I got all the confidence in the world in these guys showing up tomorrow ready to go and just doing their normal day and competing their asses off.
So the call, courtesy of Fox, Aaron Judge takes an inside fastball, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, hits it off the foul pole, three-run homer, ties the game. The Blue Jays led 6-1, as John Schneider, the manager, said. You heard that. They were up 6-1 in the third. They lose 9-6. Now, first of all, an incredible comeback from the Yankees, but are the Yankees now off the mat? Are the Blue Jays going to regret blowing that lead at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, I think they very well could. You had the drop there, the error that really allowed.
Why did the left fielder calling him off that ball?
I don't know what was going on there. They've had issues in left field all year. I used to think it was just people adjusting to the dome, but guys like Dalton Varsho, who are premier defenders, I've seen just drop balls in left field for the Blue Jays this year. So that opened the door, and Judge obviously had what feels like the biggest moment of his entire postseason career. And to do it in the Bronx and to help them overcome a 6-1 deficit when they were facing elimination, it's a big deal. And to do it when the Blue Jays, who I don't care that they had a great season, that manager is not very smart, now has to put together a bullpen game to try to combat a Yankees offense that looks to be finding its form again. That could all be certainly problematic. With the way Vladdy was hitting the ball, and even no Bichette, the way Kirk's been hitting the ball, the way they were beating up on the Yankees bullpen at 6-1, I thought it was game, set, match. I thought they're going to score a few more here and run these guys out of the gym. It's also an interesting, it to me is peak Schneider starting Varland in this game.
Who gave up the home run.
And Chisholm took him deep too. Like, this is a guy who'd been untouchable. He gets absolutely blown out like he hasn't since you got him from the Twins. And that's the guy you want to start as the opener? You might be asking for it.
It's definitely concerning if you're a Blue Jays fan. And Judge also had that diving catch off Santander. And with the Yankees winning that game, all the pressure flips to the Blue Jays now. Because now they're right back in. And like you said, this having to navigate this bullpen game today, you better get it done in game four because everyone's going to be tight in game five.
The other ALCS, Seattle's up 2-1 as they blew out the Tigers last night. A big dumper got involved late. They beat the Tigers 8-4. This is we have all four series going on today, the last day of the year with four baseball games. Let's get to the National League, though, quickly. And Milwaukee is looking to sweep the Cubs. I am curious to get Beltway Ben's thoughts about that in a minute. But here's Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, and the competitive nature of this team.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard this a lot. It's like making a soup, you know. It's certain ingredients in there, and then you stir it up, and you taste it, and maybe not, and then more of this, and then somebody has a suggestion, and try this, and then you try it, and yeah, you know what, that's pretty good. And then, you know, you just keep going. And I think that by nature, all these guys compete. Every team that's in the MLB, they're going to compete. And all these games are going to be come down to a play or two, I'm blessed with a group that wants to play every pitch. So
now, Jason, you like this manager, Pat Murphy?
Oh, I like him a ton. I mean, I liked Council, and Council's good, but Council's got all the pressure on him now with the Cubs. I mean, he took the huge contract. Remember, they blew Ross out after 1 year, and he had played there, and everybody loved him, and he did a decent job. And Council, played out his contract, didn't sign an extension with the Brewers, wanted to be a free agent, got himself paid. He went to Big Brother. Milwaukee, look, could they spend more than they should? All these owners could spend more than they do. But they are obviously a smaller market than Chicago. They don't have the same revenue streams as Chicago. They don't have the same regional sports network as Chicago. And Pat Murphy paid his dues on that staff. Everybody loved him. They promote from within because they have a real baseball culture, unlike the frauds here. And, you promote from within when you do develop players, when people do overachieve, when you do have a communal that's bigger than the individual. And he's just been an extension of that. And they obviously love playing for him, and he's got a deft hand. I've paid a lot of attention to the Brewers this year because I bet a lot on the Brewers. And he understands how to juggle lineups. He understands how to get Yelich off his feet at the right times. He understands the position flexibility and how it can be a benefit, but not a detriment. smart baseball man. And I'm bullish on, like, look, it's probably going to be L.A. and Milwaukee.
Well, let's get Ben's thoughts on this, because you told us that you were fading the Brewers heading into the playoffs.
Called them frauds.
I still stand by that.
Yes.
That I think they're frauds on. I think they play a good brand of baseball.
Have you been fading them?
No, I haven't. Coming into the series, did I not say I thought that they beat the Cubs? Let's not put words in my mouth now. Coming into the series, I said, I like the Cubs before the deadline. They didn't do what I wanted at the deadline. I got off of them. I did say I'd be fading them, and I'm going to wait till the next series. I don't think they win the next series. If they get past the CS,
Known to have a blind spot or two, though. Like the Indiana Pacers, and we went back and forth on this forever. I mean, don't look at me like that.
Did they win?
They made it to the finals. Okay, you didn't think they'd beat the Knicks.
I've had a blind spot.
I think they're frauds.
Only other people have blind spots. You don't.
They came a game from winning the championship.
You didn't think they were contenders. That's fine.
You didn't think they were contenders. The same thing's happening here.
Starting the playoffs,
huh?
It started in the playoffs when I started fading the Pacers. They came
within a game of winning. If Haliburton doesn't blow out his Achilles, they might win the whole thing. They didn't win. They still won way more series than you thought they would win.
They did not win. They didn't win.
They made it to
game
7 in the
finals. Two banged up teams. Did they not?
You're not fading the Brewers, and you know you're not fading
them. I'm going to be fading them next series.
You're going to fade them against the Dodgers?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have fun on the show.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
I had a lot of blind spots. Okay.
You've had some blind spots.
Yeah, you've got none.
I have blind spots. I can admit it.
You don't acknowledge it.
I readily admit it. Have I bet any World Cup qualifiers this week? No, I have not.
I mean, geez. What kind of...
Rule the world, Ben.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Is the Dodgers series ending today? Dodgers Phillies?
I don't know about the Dodgers, but the Cubs is.
Yeah. Wrigley Field funeral.
Maybe the Phillies have some fight.
Yeah.
I will say this. Does Nola get six outs, let alone nine? You make a lot of faces, man. Yeah. There's a lot going on back there.
Are we being serious here? I mean, blind spots.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
You don't think the Milwaukee Brewers
have been a blind spot for you? You've been saying they suck since June.
I've been saying they're frauds.
I told you they're going to win the division. I told you they're going to win 95 games.
That's fine. I said they are not going to go far in the playoffs. They're going to win this series. I think they lose the next one.
All right. We'll see.
My blind spot, though. I mean, let's bring
you might want to go see an eye. I have a good eye doctor.
Maybe I should.
Dr. Stewart Spind. Yeah.
When other people have blind spots,
everybody's
we don't
got
hear
blind
about
spots.
It, but other people do. I mean, come on. Let's relax a little bit.
Four baseball games.
No, you're infallible. Yeah. I take it all back. Yeah.
Four baseball games today. Mariners, Tigers, your parade.
You're perfect.
Brewers, Cubs at 5.
I take it all back. You were totally right about the Brewers. My bad.
Blue Jays, Yankees at 7.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were right about everything.
Phillies, Dodgers at 9.
I don't think I've heard him admit blind spots. Do you hear him admit blind spots a lot?
Never.
Okay.
I was just checking.
Coming up next, we're to get back to the Ravens. Gordon McGinnis.
I can't bet the WNBA.
Is the director of media strategy.
Every time I try, I lose.
PFF. What does he think of the Ravens? He'll tell us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.